Thank you. I'd like to take the opportunity to talk a little bit about some work that we're doing at the University of Chicago Medical Center through the Urban Health Initiative in a project called Community Grand Rounds, in which we are aiming to both enhance and also to expand our community partnerships for the improvement of population health. I have no financial relationships to disclose for this presentation. I'm going to start with a picture that is very typical of people seeing the University of Chicago, which is down in the lower part of your screen, in which there's a beautiful picture of the university reflecting upon the downtown area of Chicago, sitting there on the absolutely beautiful Chicago lakefront. And that's the way that oftentimes people from the outside see the University of Chicago. However, there is a much larger part of the south side that the university sits in that sometimes people don't often see. People who are residents of the south side of Chicago oftentimes see the University of Chicago as a bit of a moated castle in which there are drawbridges that go up and go down, and oftentimes usually stay up because there's not a lot of cross traffic between our surrounding community on the south side of Chicago and the university itself. One of the efforts that we've tried to do through the Urban Health Initiative on the University of Chicago Medical Center is to actually not only let those bridges down to the university, but also to create two-way traffic between our surrounding communities and the university. And Community Grand Rounds is one of the efforts that we have established in order to address this particular need. For those of you who are not familiar with the south side of Chicago, but maybe have seen images on television, oftentimes these are the images and the impressions that you have of the south side of Chicago, and that it's a place that's very violent. The signs that you see there from Stop Killing People come from the ceasefire organization, that it's not a healthy place where you can go to either get a healthy meal or to find restaurants or grocery stores. So the sign that you see there from South Chicago Seafood and Polish, very typical for the kinds of painted billboards that you'll see in the city, and then also its history of having gang-related violence. For those of you who are from Chicago or know Chicago history, that's an old picture of Jeff Fort, who was the founder of the Blackstone Rangers, later evolved into the Black Peacestone Nation. Interestingly, a film called The Interrupters that was made by Alex Kotlowicz was just made about some of the efforts to decrease community violence, and his daughter, Amina Matthews, who is a violence interrupter, is featured in this movie and was also a second-generation gang member after her father's legacy. A little bit about the city of Chicago and its demographics. We have a population of a little less than 3 million people, and we're the third most populous city in the U.S. We have no single majority population, as you can see from the statistics here, but we also really are known as a city of immigrants and neighborhoods. And so when you say that you come from a particular area in Chicago, there's a culture of people who are reflected there. So people from the west side have views about people from the south side. People that come from Humboldt Park are very different from the people that come from Woodlawn, and people strongly identify with the communities that they come from. About 20% of the people who live in Chicago are below the federal poverty level, and as of 2010, we've actually had a significant decrease in the population of the south side of Chicago compared with 2000. We had about 1.1 million people with the 2000 census. It's down to about 870,000 people at this point, about 70% of whom are of African American descent. The map that you see that's over on the right-hand side of your screen is a map of the areas that are covered by the Urban Health Initiative of the University of Chicago Medical Center. The Urban Health Initiative was established in 2004 in order to address primarily healthcare needs for people who live on the south side of Chicago, which not only, as I stated before, have tremendous problems with poverty, but also significant health disparities. The area that you see there where the University of Chicago is located in Area 41 is surrounded by many of these communities that suffer from many health disparities, but there are also tremendous strengths in these communities as well. The picture that you see over on the right hand of the screen is the Local Initiative Support Corporation's New Communities Programs locations in the south side of Chicago, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about how we've been able to partner with them as key community partners in the establishment of Community Grand Rounds. Specifically, the communities that we have partnered with include the communities of Douglas, Oakland, Grand Boulevard, Washington Park, Englewood, Auburn, Gresham, Woodlawn, and South Chicago. Again, the University of Chicago is located here in Hyde Park. And so we've been able to capture through these nine communities a fairly good chunk of the African American population that is here on the South Side, but we've planned to do some further extension in terms of working with our community partners. The Center for Community Health and Vitality is a part of the Urban Health Initiative, and we really are addressing a new approach to public health with the goal of facilitating community residents really working side by side with university faculty and staff to address what's more commonly known as the social determinants of health, but looking at social, economic, environmental, and psychological factors that underlie health. In focus groups that were held with community partners, not just our New Communities Programs partners, but others across the South Side, many of their priorities did not exist around the typical health care concerns around high blood pressure or diabetes or where to get access to health care, but what are we going to do about issues around community violence, mental health issues in youth, economic development and empowerment. And so through some of the work that we're doing, we both are attempting both research to study these issues in communities on the South Side of Chicago, but before starting to do the research, and we've started a bit of this through the South Side Health and Vitality Studies, our community partners said, come and talk to us about what we feel are the priorities and needs for our communities. We were fortunate enough to receive funding in 2009 through the National Center for through Research Resources, through the Clinical and Translational Science Awards, to do this level of community engagement with our community partners and planning community grand rounds. As I stated before, these are the communities that have been involved with the communities listed there in Auburn, Gresham, Englewood, South Chicago, et cetera, as our community partners. But one of the other things that we thought was very important in terms of broadening our coalition is to include other community-based organizations that may have an academic affiliation or an academic institution themselves in terms of the expansion of this program. One of our academic partners actually is here on the panel today, Gina Curry, who's been a very active member in our coalition through Northwestern University's Alliance for Research in Chicagoland Communities. They too, although they're located on the north side of Chicago, actually do outreach work in south side communities, and so we wanted to make sure that as opposed to thinking that we were, just because we're on the south side, we're on the only game in town, to make sure that we incorporate other academic entities that are working in the area. In addition, Near North Health Service Corporation, which although its name suggests that it's on the near north side, actually has South Side sites, is very involved in community health and development and has a real community health and public health mission in addition to being a direct service delivery provider. And so we asked them to join this coalition as well. We engaged in a 7-month planning process and having both focus groups and also individual interviews with the New Communities Program's leadership and key intermediaries to ask them, what are your priorities for community health and how can we take the best science that we have available at Northwestern and at the University of Chicago to provide bi-directional educational seminars in order to both convey this information to community members, but also, as opposed to thinking of this as an event, actually ongoing resources and connections to community resources for people in the community that address these particular issues. And that's how Community Grand Rounds was born. The Community Grand Rounds format includes social networking, information tables, including vendor tables from community organizations that can come and talk about the services that they provide within that setting, as well as light refreshments that proceed. Afterwards, we have a presentation that will involve not just university experts that are in an area, but also people who are working in the community in a particular area, whether it be asthma, gun violence or other issues that the communities have determined. And it's been our community partners as opposed to the university that has determined not only what the topics are, but also the forum that they're presented in. And we've been fairly creative in developing not just the topics, but also the way in which the information has been presented. Afterwards, there's an audience question and answer period. And at every single community grand rounds, each participant walks away with a resource information guide and also data that is about health around their community that's been generated by our Southside Health and Vitality Studies. Our community grand rounds for 2010 and 2011, again, as opposed to having these within the university in a university setting, we take our university faculty and also our community experts, and we go to high schools, youth community development centers, churches. We've had the Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority involved in this as well in one of their community houses to participate, and also other community centers to present on the following topics: mental health issues for teens, ending gun violence. The Clio Center is a special one. It stands for Keep Loving Each Other. It's a youth community development center that we've partnered with around ending gun violence. That should be domestic and intimate partner violence that was held at a church out in the South Chicago community. Sexually transmitted infection and teen pregnancy prevention at a high school in the Englewood community. Diabetes and obesity, health issues for older adults, and also asthma. Interestingly, the order in which you see here in terms of the months between October and June were the priorities for the community, and their number one priority for our Southside communities was the issue of adolescent depression, grief, post-traumatic stress disorder within the face of community violence, and how can this be addressed in order to develop resilient and hopeful young people. The images that you see here are just some pictures from our various community grand rounds. The one that's up in the upper right-hand corner is actually our first community grand rounds that was held at Perspectives Charter School. And you may be wondering, why do you have people that are on stage taking a bow? It's a little hard to see from the screen, but actually Gina is in that picture. She's standing just to the on the other side of the young man in the middle with the in white. And that's because we did a play for that particular community grand rounds called It Should Have Been Me. It was an original work that I wrote about a 15-year-old young man who experienced the death of his best friend through a drive-by shooting at the age of 14, and how his best friend's death was affecting him in terms of school, in terms of personal relationships. One of the things that I mentioned in my earlier comments about using an evidence-based approach to the work that we've developed for this, and it was also included in this play, is that we went to the literature to find out what are some of the effects that we're seeing in young people in terms of the aftermath of community violence. And we tend to see young people who may think, why should I worry about doing well in school or even attending school at all when I may not live to see 25? And so increased risky behavior in terms of sexual activity, drugs, alcohol, etc. And so we bring in all of this evidence base into the work that we're presenting. The next question that you may have is that why would you present a play as opposed to having just a talk or the typical grand rounds in which you'd see a very esteemed professor with a stack of PowerPoint slides and then 10 minutes for Q&A? And our community partners said no. We want to be able to see ourselves in the reflection of the work that's done, present information to us in which we can not only see ourselves and also members of our community, but we can have the opportunity to talk about these issues at a public forum. And so that's what we've done with the community grand rounds. You can see other dramatic presentations here. Up in the upper right-hand corner of your screen was a poetic presentation in which we had three local actresses to do a piece from the choreo poem for Colored Girls, and particularly the piece around domestic and intimate partner violence. The one that you see, the woman with the purple tablecloth, also did a monologue called Wish You Were Here about what it does it mean to be a survivor and a family member of someone who has suffered from domestic violence. We've had tremendous involvement from young people in these particular activities and have partnered with the Chicago Youth Programs, who very reliably have provided a van of young people to come and to be discussants and participants in these particular sessions. And so we've linked it to for the Clio Center, Keep Loving Each Other, something called Friday Night Live, which is a rap and spoken word program. And so we do community grand rounds, provide refreshments for the young people first, and then they go into their rap and spoken word program afterwards. So again, a linkage with the community programs that are existing, and also leaving behind information about community resources that are available. Just a couple of messages from our community partners. Ernie Sanders from the Greater Auburn Gresham Corporation says that effective partnerships can help to cultivate existing public and private engagement, and that we can have a transformative impact on delivery service models. They're very happy to be a part of this experiment, and they hope to see it continue. One of the things that they've also stressed for us, and it's the importance of providing evidence-based information along with data, in addition to the things that are people seeing in the community. This is a statement from Angela Herlock, who is the executive director of the Claritian Associates in our South Chicago community, that has said that partnerships like the ones we have with the University of Chicago Center have helped to put the needed data and services behind the family ills that we see every day in our neighborhoods. Our community partners are in a wonderful position to tell the story about what's going on with their communities, but the ability to provide facts can help to link these to solutions that they can have in order to improve the community ills that exist. Future plans for community grand rounds will include a qualitative process evaluation with community partners. We also plan to expand to new topics for community grand rounds. Our first community grand rounds for this academic year will actually be this upcoming Monday. And as from a vote from our community partners, they've actually decided to do a repeat of the play It Should Have Been Me with a discussion group with a professional theater company on the south side of Chicago. But because the issue was ongoing, they've decided that they want to bring that back as a topic, but we'll expand into clinical trials, self-esteem, health and nutrition and well-being, and also expand to other communities on the south side of Chicago. I'd like to acknowledge the support that we've received for this project, including the Institute for Translational Medicine at the University of Chicago, also the Urban Health Initiative at the University of Chicago Medical Center, and also the grant support that we've received through the National Center for Research Resources. We also have two members of the Center for Community Health and Vitality's Advisory Board in the audience that I don't want to fail to acknowledge, and thank you so much for coming to the session today that have been instrumental in helping to shape and to guide us in the future. As opposed to landing with a support slide, I want to show you a slide I think that reflects a much more positive image of what we see on the south side of Chicago. We have a tremendously rich history in terms of the African American community here, including people who have been instrumental in healthcare, such as Dr. Daniel Hale Williams, a picture of the old Provident Hospital here on the south side of Chicago, the incredible rich cultural heritage. This is a picture of Mrs. Michelle Obama when she was Vice President for Governmental and External Affairs at the University of Chicago Medical Center, but also we have a very rich future ahead of us as well. I'm proud to be a member of that future in terms of the development of the South Side of Chicago, and thank you very much for your attention this morning.